Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuf Tesvav. We are holding on daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis. We are at Olosehen Vishalmehen at the two dots, about 7-8 lines from the end of the page. On daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Allah Shalom, the Nesham Shav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored in memory of Shmuel Chaim Ben Alexander, Stephen Mas, and for Refuah Shleima for Yaakov Yitzchak ben Tzivya. And it is also sponsored by Yaakov and Sarah Wilner in memory of Yaakov's grandmother and also Eliza Belsky's grandmother, Miriam Gassner, Miriam Bas Yaakov Zev, whose yard site is today. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, we left off like right in the middle of something yesterday. I stopped like two lines too early, where the Gemara is talking about two different karbanos that are listed as those of a Zav, Zava, and Yaledas that don't seem to be accurate, and therefore we need to make two minor adjustments to our Mishnah. Then, the topic that's going to take up all of Amud Aleph is that we're going to have machlokas about a Karban Asham Kodem Zmano that is Shechted Shalol Lishmo Bachutz. So it's Kodem Zmano, it's not yet ready to be brought as a Karban, and you Shechted Shalol Lishmo Bachutz. Are you Chayiv Kares? So we're going to have machlokas between Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi and Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to have three rayas like Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi that in fact you are Chayiv Kares. And that's going to take us through all of Amud Aleph. Then on Amud Beis we're going to talk about how we know that there's no Isser of Ha'ala'a B'chutz for things that don't belong on the Mizbeach. There are various Karbanos that you do other things with and you don't bring on the Mizbeach. So there's no Isser of Ha'ala'a B'chutz on, there's no Chiyuv for Ha'ala'a B'chutz on such Karbanos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when did the Avoda transfer historically from the Bechoros to the Kohanim? Did that happen at Matan Torah or did that happen at Hakamas HaMishkan? That's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of the deaths of Nadav and Avihu and in turn the value of silence, because Vayidom Aaron was silent when he suffered that terrible double tragedy. And then the Gemara is going to deal with a different stira, whether they had Hefshet V'nituach on Karbanos Ola in the Midbar, that when they brought an Ola in the Midbar, was it just burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach, or did they do like we do Lidoros, where you first do Hefshet V'nituach? They first skin the animal and cut the animal up to pieces, and then are makriv on the Mizbeach. So there's a stira about that. We're going to try to deal with that stira, and that's going to bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. So let's begin. Let's actually backtrack just a moment, just to remind ourselves of what we were doing. So we had said Mechusar Zman, going back to Mechusar Zman, where that we said that a carbon of a Zav of Yola, when it's not yet the Zman to be Makriv the Karban, meaning the Zav has not yet counted Shivanakiyim, the Yoledes has not yet had her Malos of 40 days for a Zachar, 80 days for a Nekeva. So if they're Makriv the Chatas and the Asham, Bachutz, before it is the Zman, they're Pater from Kares, because right now those Karbanos are not Roy Bifnim. You're only Chayev for Kares for bringing Karbanos Bachutz that should be brought Bifnim. But if it's Mechusar Zman, it's not yet time to bring it Bifnim, then they're Pater. So says Gemara, V'hani B'nei Hashem, why do we mention a Karban Hashem? Zav Zav Yoledas, don't bring a Karban Hashem. Says Gemara, Amar Ziri Tini Mitzora Ba'adayu, that aside from Zav Zav Yoledas, it also should mention a Mitzora, and a Mitzora, Taka does bring a Karban Hashem. And so it's talking about Mechusar Zman, that he hasn't yet counted his 7 days of being a Mitzora, so that's Mechusar Zman, that he brings his Hashem, Bachutz, he's Pater from Makares. Similarly, the Mishnah says that a Zava Yoledas that Shecht Oloseyan Vishalmeyan, they Shecht their Karban Olo or their Karban Shlomim Bachutz before the Zman, so they're Chayiv Kares. Why? Because they're those are Ro'i Lakrava Bifnim, simply as a Nadava. You could always bring a Karban an Olas Nadava, Shalmei Nadava. So even though the Ola and the Shlomim that they're Chayiv to bring is not yet the Zman for it, because they're not yet Chayiv, they're still within the 7 days they're still within their Yimei Svira or whatever it might be, or within the Malos, but an Ola and a Shlamim is always Ra'oi Bifnim. But says, well, why are we mentioning Shlamim? Vahani B'nei Shlamim Ninu? Do a Zav, Zav, Yoled, bring a carbon Shlamim? Why does the Mishnah mention Shalmeyen? So Rav Shesha, similarly, Tini Nazir. Not only do we add Mitzora into the Mishnah, Rav Shesha says we add Nazir into the Mishnah. And a Nazir does bring a Shlamim. So if he brings it, Pitoch Yimei Niziruso, not at the conclusion of his Nazirus, but while his Nazirus is still going on, that's Mechusar Zman, but nevertheless, he's going to be Chayiv, because you can always bring a Shalmei Nedava. So says the Gemara, Diziri Kav'ua Tanai. Of these two additions we just made in our Mishnah, the Amoraim, Tanai are Amoraim who taught Mishnais. So it's not Tanaim, it's Amoraim who taught Mishnais. So they actually changed their girsa to conform to what Ziri said, that Mitzora belongs in the Mishnah. But Rav Sheshes lo kavua Tanai. But they didn't change the girsa in the Mishnah to conform to what Rav Sheshes says to add Nazir into the Mishnah. It's just more of Chisuri Mechsra Vahachi Ketani, that we left out the word Nazir, just like Rebbe leaves out a number of words in Mishnah sometimes, and we're supposed to mentally fill in those words. That's what Chisuri Mechsra Vahachi Ketani generally means, that the word isn't actually there in the Mishnah. It doesn't belong in the text of the Mishnah, but it belongs in our understanding of the Mishnah. Not sure why the difference, why it is that the addition of Nazir into the Mishnah is an actual text change in the Mishnah, whereas the addition of Mitzora in the Mishnah is not a text change in the Mishnah, it's just an understanding of the Mishnah, but the Gemara makes that note. Okay, so now the main topic of Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Chilkia Bar Tuvi, it should be probably. Lo Shanu Ella Lishmo. Aval Shalom Lishmo Chayiv. That we're talking about a mitzora that's being makrav as karban asham b'chutz prior to the zman of a mitzora being makrav a karban asham. So the Mishnah only says that a mitzora who shechtes asham b'chutz kodem zmano is pater from kares if he shechted it lishmo or he shechted it stam, because it's not roi lakrav b'fnim when you're bringing it lishmo. But if he were to shechtes karban asham shalom lishmo, meaning he shechtes karban asham lishmo shame a carbonola, and he does it b'chutz, so that he's going to be chayiv kares for. Why? Since an asham that you're makrav b'fnim l'shem ola is kosher, so therefore if you shecht it b'chutz l'shem ola, you're chayiv kares. Again, the equation is always going to be the same. Any carbon that could or should be brought bifnim, if you do that b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv kares. Any carbon that could not be brought bifnim, it's not eligible to be brought bifnim, well then you're not chayiv kares when you bring it b'chutz. So when you bring a carbon asham too early, lishma, so that's not appropriate bifnim, that can't be brought bifnim, and therefore b'chutz you're going to be pater. But when you bring it shalo lishmo, well that's acceptable bifnim. If you bring a carbon asham shalo lishmo bifnim, you bring it l'shem ola bifnim, it's going to be kosher, and therefore you're chayiv kares for bringing it b'chutz. So, frankly, Gemara ihachi, if that's the din that you bring it shalom lishmo b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv lishmo nami nichayiv. Then, even if you bring it b'chutz kodem zmano lishmo, you should be chayiv kares. Hol v'ro'oi l'shalom lishmo b'fnim, since the very same karban could be brought b'fnim had you just altered it to shalom lishmo. So the Gemara says, well, in order for it to be kosher b'fnim, by Yakira, you need to be oker the shem asham from it and to say that you're bringing it l'shem ola. So long as you didn't do that, it's considered a carbon that is pasul b'fnim. You can't tell me, oh, this carbon is kosher to bring b'fnim, because if you were to only bring it shalom l'shmo b'fnim, it would be kosher. So even though you're bringing l'shmo, it's considered a carbon that's kosher b'fnim. No, l'shmo and shalom l'shmo are very different things. To make it shalom l'shmo, you need to explicitly make it shalom lishma, and therefore we view this carbon being brought lishma as something that cannot be brought bifnim, and memeli in achayiv kares when you bring up a chutz. So Maskar Rav Huna challenges Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi differently. He says, I don't understand the logic. V'chiyeshcha davar she'inu kasher lishma v'kasher shalom lishma. How could it be that a carbon is going to be pasul when you're makrevit lishma, and it's kasher when you're makrevit shalom lishma? Right, in a vacuum, if I were to ask you, which is worse, lishma or or shalol lishma? So you tell me shalol lishma is worse. So you can have a carbon that's only kosher if it's shalol lishma. So yes, we had the Mishnah at the very beginning of the Masechta that all zvachim that you shech shalol lishma are kosher, but that's only zvachim that are that's dafka by zvachim that are kosher if you shech them lishma as well, but not for zvachim that are pasul if you shech them lishma. If you have a carbon that's pasul if you shech lishma, you're going to tell me dafka becomes kosher when you do it shalol lishma? That's so counterintuitive. So says Gemara, it may be counterintuitive, but velo, do you not have other examples of something that if you do lishma, it's pasul, and you do shalol lishma, it's kosher? Vahare Pesach b'shari mos hashana. What about carbon Pesach on erev Pesach before chatzos? De'eno, or any other day of the year, de'eno kosher lishma, where it's not kosher if you bring lishma, because you shech the Pesach kodem chatzos, it's pasul, the kosher shalol lishma. But if you are makriv kodem chatzos l'shem carbon shlamim, then it's going to be perfectly kosher. So why is Rav Huna having such trouble with Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi's understanding that an asham that's mechuser zman is kosher shalol lishmo, but pasul if it's brought lishmo? So Pesach b'shari mos hashana shlamim ninu. Answer Gemara: no, a Pesach that's brought the rest of the year is considered a carbon shlamim. So when you shecht it prior to chatzos l'shem a carbon shlamim, it's not a Pesach anymore. It becomes a shlamim, and therefore that's considered that you shechted it lishma. That's not an example of something that's only kosher shalol lishmo, because once you do it shalol lishmo, it becomes a shlamim. So you're doing it l'shem shlamim. It is a shlamim. It's a shlamim that's being shechted l'shem shlamim, and therefore that's considered lishmo. So the Gemara, okay. So now we have this machlokas from Chilkiya Bar Tuvi and Rav Huna that if a mitzora is makriv his korban asham bachutz kodem zmano shalol lishmo, is he going to be chayiv kares or is he not going to be chayiv kares? Where Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi says yes chayiv kares, because had you done that shalol lishmo bifnim it would be kosher, and Rav Huna says no way, there's no way that had you done it bifnim it would be kosher, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv kares for doing it bachutz. So now the Gemara says let's try to bring rayas. Lema misayel, maybe we have a raya to Rav Chilkiya from the Braisa. Yachol sha'ani motzei, I might think that I am mimait from the pasuk that af olas mechuser zman bebailim, that an ola of a zava yoled is a mitzora that you shechted bachutz before the zman of being makrovit va'asham nazir va'asham mitzora, and nasham nazir nasham mitzora that you shecht bachutz and had some sort of psul that you're not going to be chayiv tamal omer. That's why the pasuk says. Pasuk says Ishish mi basisala shayishkat sharo kesavo eiz b'machane o shar yishkat michutz l'machane. So the words shar o kesavo eiz are extra in the pasuk. That shar mikol makom, kesav mikol makom, eiz mikol makom. So it's coming to tell me that if you shecht b'chutz an ola that's mechuser zman or an asham nazir or mitzora that have some sort of psul that we'll see later exactly what that psul is, that you're going to be chayiv v'ilu chatzas shayra. But the Braisa doesn't mention that even a chatzas that has a psul that you shecht b'chutz you're going to be chayiv. So we haven't finished the raya yet. B'may askinon, what sort of psul are we talking about by this asham that you need a riboy to be mechayiv it if you shecht it b'chutz? I mean, we're talking about some sort of pasul of carbon asham that I would have thought if you shechted bachutz you're potter. So a riboy in the pasuk tells me you're chayiv. So if we're talking about an asham that you shecht bizmano when it's already the zman to be makrovit, so my irya asham afilu chatas nami. Why does the Tana Dafka say that you're chayiv for shechting such a carbon asham bachutz, even for shechting a carbon chatas bachutz? If it's bizmana lishma, you're going to be chayiv. And plus, there's no psul over here that I need a riboy to tell me you're chayiv for shechting a bachutz. Meaning, if we're talking about lishma bizmana, so it's a perfectly good carbon asham that should be brought bifnim, well then of course I'm chayiv if I shecht it bachutz. Where's the hava mina otherwise? I don't need a riboy in the pasuk. Ella shalol lizmano. The brisa must be talking about an asham that you shecht shalol lizmano. It's too early to shecht it bifnim. It wouldn't be okay. So b'may. And what type of carbon are we shechting? Ilei melishma. Meaning what what type of kavana do we have? If we're talking about the yishak the carbon asham b'chutz kodem zmano lishma asham amai chayiv, well, why should the asham be chayiv? It's not yet a gizmana, and therefore it's not something that belongs to be brought b'fenim. And if it doesn't belong to be brought b'fenim, you're not chayiv for bringing it b'chutz. Elav shalo lishma. It must be we're talking about a carbon asham that's shechted kodem zmano shalo lishmo. So from the fact that the Brisa doesn't mention chatas, it sounds like dafka a carbon asham that you shecht b'chutz kodem zmano shalo lishmo, you're chayiv. Why? Because that could be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. An asham shalo lishmo kodem zmano would be kasher, which is exactly what Rav Chilkia was mechadesh, that a carbon asham shalo lishmo in a certain sense is better, more kasher than a carbon asham lishmo when it's kodem zmano. But a chatos that you shecht b'chutz, you can be patur because it's simply not roi l'akrava b'fnim kodem zmana. If it's not yet the zman, it's simply not roi l'akrava at all. So that's a raya, Rav Chilkia. So says Gemara, nah, not a raya. Li'olam bizmano v'shalo l'shmo. Maybe we're not talking about kodem zmano. We're talking about bizmano in that brisa, that it's already the zman to bring the karban. V'rabi Eliezer here, and the brisa assumes like Rabbi Eliezer, tamar makshin and asham l'chatos, who holds that we have that just like a chatos that you shecht b'fnim shalo l'shma is possible. So too an asham that you shecht bifnim shalo lishma is pasul. So the brisa is being mechadesh that if you shecht it b'chutz shalo lishmo, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because if you were to shecht it bifnim bistam, you'd be kosher. Therefore, it would be kosher. Therefore, when you shecht it b'chutz shalo lishmo, you're going to be chayiv. And the same is true by a chatos that you shecht b'chutz shalo lishmo, you're going to be chayiv. Because had you shechted it bistam bifnim, it would be kosher since it's already giyazmana. V'tana tafel v'ad din ikar. Why does the Tana only mention an asham if the same din is going to apply to a chatas? Because we mentioned the secondary din, and then you'll figure out the ikar din. Meaning, asham is derived from chatas in this case. So if you tell me that this din is true by a karban asham, memel is true by a karban chatas. But the dichui of the raya is that we're simply not talking about the subject of our machlokas. The subject of our machlokas is about kodem zmana shalo lishma. This brisa was talking about bizmana. So it has nothing to do with our machlokas, and therefore there's no raya to Rav Chilkia. Tashema, let's try another raya from a brisa. Yachal shani marba, I might think to be marba from the pasuk sharokes of oes, that if you shecht an olas mechuser zman begufa, that before the animal itself is old enough to be a carbon, this mechuser zman is a different kind of mechuser zman. We're not talking about like yoledes who's not yet 40 days postpartum or 80 days postpartum, or a zavar hasn't yet counted their 7 days, the shivinikim. We're talking about a carbon, the animal itself, is not yet 8 days old and therefore cannot be brought as a carbon ola. V'chatos bein begufa, bein bebailim, and a chatos that your makrav carbon chatos b'chutz, either when it's not yet old enough to be a carbon chatos, not yet 8 days old, or it's bebailim, it's a chatos of a nazir or mitzora, where the owner of the carbon is mechuser zman, where the owner of the carbon is not yet chayiv. So I might think you're chayiv for shechting all these things b'chutz, tamalomer. That's why the pasuk has to tell me vel pesach ol moed. So it says vel pesach ol moed lo evio kol shein aroi lovu pesach ol moed ein chayav nalein. Anything that doesn't belong as a carbon b'fnim yet, you're not going to be chayav for shechting b'chutz. So if the animal itself is too young to be brought as a carbon, or if the bailim is not ready to bring the carbon, then that's not considered roi b'fnim, and therefore you're potter from shechting it b'chutz. Okay, no great chiddush over there, right? The ilu Asham Shaira, but the Brisa doesn't mention that you're potter for bringing an asham that's mechuser zman bebailim b'chutz. How come it didn't talk about a bailim who's not yet chayiv in the karban asham, who's not yet at the time where the chayiv karban asham sets in, bringing that b'chutz? How come it doesn't say you're potter on that? So mayaskinon, what exactly are we talking about over here when it talks about shechting the karban chatas? Ilei melashmo, if it's talking about that you shecht the shmo, well, asham nami lifterei. If you shecht your karban asham l'shma b'chutz kodem zman, you're also pater because it's not something that's roi b'fnim. Ooh, elolav shalol l'shmo. It must be talking about where you're shechting your karban asham kodem zman shelo lishma b'chutz. And for that, you're going to be chayiv, because the karban ashram shelo lishma b'fnim is a valid karban, counts as a valid karban, and that is exactly what Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi taught us, that an ashram that you're makriv kodem zmanu shelo lishma is kasher, even though if it would be shelo lishma, it's pasul, and because it's kasher, if you bring it shelo lishma kodem zmanu b'fnim, you're chayiv for bringing it shelo lishma kodem zmanu b'chutz. So says Mar Liolam shelo lishma. Now, really, the Brisa is talking about shechting carbon chatos b'chutz kodem zmano shelo lishma. Why are you potter? Because it's not roi b'fnim kodem zmano, and an ashram also is not kasher shelo lishma b'fnim. V'Rabbi Eliezer he demakish ashram lechatos, but we're assuming like Rabbi Eliezer that an ashram and lechatos have the same din. Why then does it only mention chatos and not ashram? Meaning this Brisa only mentions chatos, not ashram. The previous Brisa only mentioned ashram and not chatos. Yeah, tana ikur v'kolchken l'tafel. We mentioned the din by the chatos, which is the ikur, which is the real melamed, and we're therefore going to assume that the same would be true by the asham, which is the tafel, which is what is derived from the carbon chatos. So now the Gemara says, raya number three. Rav Chilkiya from a similar brisa that we just had, except we're not going to be able to reject the raya as easily as we did from the previous brisa. So Tashma, here is raya number three. Dichias Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Tanu de Bei Rabbi Levi, he said in the name of Rabbi Levi that Yachal Sha'ani Motzi, that I would think that I would be mimait from the pasuk El Pesach Ol Loevio Af Olas Mechusas Man Bebailim, even if you shecht a zava zavi oled is mitzora shecht a carbon ola that's mechusas man bebailim, meaning that the bailim is not yet chayiv and not krov of these carbonos, and asham nazir vasham mitzora that you shecht before there's man, so I would think that you're not chayiv. So he doesn't bring the rest of the brisa that how I know that you taka are chayiv for shechting an ola mechusas man bebailim and asham nazir asham mitzora, but so the Gemara therefore says he didn't bring the rest of the brisa. My Talmuda, what are you talking about? Where do I ever see that not to be memaited them from Vel Pasuk Ol Moed and that Yitaka Archaiv? So Ravina answers, the Pasuk says, Ishish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor o kesef o eiz b'machna o asher yishchat michutz machna. So again, the phrase shor o kesef o eiz is an extra phrase. So we darshin shor mikol makom, kesef mikol makom, eiz mikol makom. That it's coming to tell me that if you shecht an olas mechutz zman or an ashram nazir, ashram or mitzora, kodim zmana, that you're going to be chayiv, just like we said previously in the previous brisa. So from the fact that the brisa did not say the same is true by a chatas, so we see that we're dafka talking about an ashram nazir and mitzora that shechted kodem zmano shelo lishmo. And what's unique about an ashram kodem zmano shelo lishmo is that it's kosher bifnim. It would be a valid carbon bifnim, like Rav Chilkiya said. And if it's a valid carbon bifnim, the simple equation, anything that's a valid carbon bifnim, you're going to be chayiv kar. If you do it, b'chutz. So that's exactly what Rav Chilkiya said. So says Gemara, "Hi, my Rumia. Why are you asking this as a kasha? Kedamrit. We already rejected this raya from the last time. We brought it from a different brisa that the Tana is talking about where you shechted b'chutz bismano, b'chutz bismano, not shalol bismano. It's bismano shalol lishmo, and it only mentions asham because you're supposed to figure that if it's true of asham, hu adin that it's going to be true of a karban chatos, like Rabbi Eliezer says that we're Makish Asham Lechatos. Whatever's true of one is true of the other. Whatever's true of a Chatos is true of an Asham. So answers Gemara, Amram Nachman, this price of Rabbi Levi that Rav Dimi quoted, you cannot say that it's talking about where you shecht it bismano. Why can't it be talking about where you're shechting it bismano? Like we were Docha the previous price? Mishum Durami, Ditan de Rabbi Levi, Aditani Levi. Because that would lead us to a stira in prices. Because on the one hand, Asham Nazir Vasham Mitzor Shesh Chatan shalol lishman ksherin v'lo al bailim lishum chova. And nazir and mitzora have to bring another carbon asham if they brought it shalol lishma, meaning if it's a kosher carbon, but they still have a chiv. It's not ol bailim l'shem chova. Shchatan mechusar zman bebailim. But if they shecht l'shem a karban asham, but it's mechusas man v'baylim, meaning the baylim are not yet chayiv in bringing this karban, oshayu b'nei shtei shanim, or the animal itself has aged out, it's too old to be a karban asham, and nazir nashim mitzar have to be a ben shana, and this is shtei shanim, ushchatan, and then you shecht it psulin. So apparently, according to that, even if you shecht it p'chutz, kodim zmanim, you're going to be pater, because it's not something that's neskabel b'fnim. So the brisa of Rabbi Levi said that you're chayiv. So it's a stirub between the two brises. Umeshani Ravdimi lo kasha kan lishmo kan shelo lishmo. And we said there's no stirub between the two brises. The brisa of Levi that passels the karban asham that shechted bifnim kodem zmano is talking about where you shechted it lishma. So therefore, if you shechted bachutz lishma, you're going to be potter. Whereas the brisa of Rabbi Levi that says that if you shechted bifnim kodem zmano, it's kosher, is talking about where you shechted shelo lishmo. And therefore, if you shechted b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv karis, because it would be valid if you shechted it b'fnim. So if Rav Dimi asks this stira between the two brisos, you see that he had a kabbalah from his rebbeim that the brisa of Rabbi Levi must be talking about a shechita kodem zmano. So therefore, the raya to Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi is vaiter, a good raya. Meaning we wanted to answer up the raya, don't bring me a raya from that brisa. That brisa is not talking about our machlokas. That brisa is talking about a case of it's already higiyas mana. It's already the time for the karban. No, it's not. Because if that brisa were talking about a case of higiyas mana, then the Rav Dimi never would have asked the stira between these two brises. So you see, it's talking about kodem zmana, and therefore the brisa is a gevaldik raya for Rav Chilkiya. So it says Rav Ashi, Rami Masnisin a brisa, that Rav Ashi also asked this stira between the two brises. Umeshani, kan lishmo, kan shelo lishmo. He gave the answer that kan lishmo, the same answer of kan lishmo, kan shelo lishmo. So you see that it's not just Rav Dimi. Rav Ashi also learns the brisa this way. So bottom line is, it's a really good raya to Rav Chilkiya now, because you see that it's talking about our case. It's talking about a karban asham, shelo lishmo, kodem zmano, and apparently it's kosher if you do a bifnim. Oh, and anything that's kosher if you do bifnim, you're going to be chayiv karis for doing bachutz. So says Mara, wow, lemetav tiyufta drafuna. So this brisa seems to be a massive tiyufta on Rav Huna, meaning it's the whole machlokas was Rav Chilkiya versus Rav Huna. If it's a raya to Rav Chilkiya, it's a raya against Rav Huna. So amalach Rav Huna, no, Rav Huna would answer you, hacha ma'eskinan, over here in the brisa of Rabbi Levi, what are we talking about? Kigon shehif reshtei asham la'achrayus, that the nazir or the mitzora was mafresh two behemos for a karban asham, just in case one of them gets lost, that the other one will take its place and he'll be able to get his kapara. And he shechted one of them kodim zmano bachutz. So in such a case, it was roi la'akrava bifnim, because the chad minayim me'akara olihi. One of them, l'chadchila, was destined to be a karban ola anyway, because if in general, when you have a karban asham where the bailim already got his kapara with a different animal, so what do you do with it? You let it graze until it develops a mum, you're poda it, and you use the money for a karbanola. So the behema that you shechted b'chutz was ro'i la'krava b'fnim as a karbanola, and that's why you're chayiv for shechting a b'chutz, even though it didn't yet have develop a mum on an asham, and you never did a pidyon and all that. But bottom line is, there's once you have an asham that's not going to be used as an asham, it has an ola status. So that's why you're chayiv for being makriv b'chutz, Rav Huna would tell you. We're talking about a unique case where you had an extra karban asham, and as an extra karban asham, it took on an ola status. Kid Rav Huna Mrav, like Rav Huna Mrav said, Dam Rav Huna Mrav, asham shenita klari'iyah. If you have a karban asham that cannot be brought as a karban asham, why would that happen, that you can't bring your karban asham as a karban asham? You already brought a different animal as a karban asham. Or the bailim died. So what do? You give it to a shepherd, let it graze until it develops a mum, sell it, and use the money for karban asola. However, ushchatostam, let's say you didn't do all that, you didn't wait till it developed a mum, you didn't let it graze, you just went and shechted it, kasher liola. It's a valid karban ola. So that's what Rav Huna is going to tell you is exactly our case, that you have you designated two animals as karban asham, nothing happened yet, you weren't makrav any of them as karban asham, it's kodem zmano, it's before the zman where you even chayiv to bring the karban asham, and you shecht one of them, it would be a karban ola, it would have the status of an ola, even though it didn't go through this process of re'iya and mum and pidyon. But you see from Rav Huna Marav that it already has the status of a karban ola, period. That's the hard part of the day. daf. Okay, so now, hamala mibasar chatos. We then said that if you're mala b'chutz, the basar of a karmel chatos, or a karmel asham, or kachay kachim, or kachim kalim, and the whatever's left over, the karmel omer, the shtei alechem, lechem apanim, the shiari minachas, or if you pour oil, or you do belila, you do a salting, you do a hanafa, all of these, the massage of the shulchan, or the neiros, all of these things, you do any of these things b'chutz, you're potter. So says the Brisa, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin lemal b'bsar chatzim b'bsar ashem b'bsar kachim kachim b'bsar kachim kalim mimosar omer shtei alechem lechem apanim shiar minachos shapater. How do I know that if I maila all of these karbanos b'chutz, you're going to be potter? You're not going to be chayiv kareis for shkutei chutz or for Allah b'chutz. So Tamal Omer, because the pasuk says, Ola, ma ola shi ru'uya la Allah, that you're chayiv for Allah b'chutz on carbon ola, and not only carbon ola, but things that are similar to a carbon ola. Just like a carbon ola is something that, had it been bifnim, it would belong on the mizbeach. Sa'av kol ru'uya la Allah. So too, you're only chayiv for being mala b'chutz things that belong on the mizbeach bifnim, but these are things that are eaten by kohanim. They don't belong on the mizbeach bifnim. And mimele, if you're mala than b'chutz, you're not going to be chayiv kares. Minayin sha'af hayotzeik va'bolel va'poseis va'moleach va'meinif va'magish va'mesader ha'shulchan va'meitiv esaneros va'komets va'mekabel b'chutz shepater. How do I know that if I do all of these other random avodos of karbanos that you're supposed to do b'fnim, not burning on an altar, not shechting, all of these other things, I'm cleaning out the neros, I'm setting up the lechem on the shulchan. How do I know if I do all of these things b'chutz, that I'm not going to be chayiv kares? Because Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, when it talks about the yisro of shchutei chutz, asher yala ola ozavach, ma ha'ala'a shi gemar avoda, just like the ha'ala'a is the final step in the avoda, there's no other avoda, and after it, and that's what you're chayiv for, sa'af kol shu gemar avoda. So to any avoda that's done bifnim as the gemar avoda, if I do it b'chutz, I'd be chayiv. So if you're menach, or you makter k'toris, or you makter the komets of a korban mincha, or you makter the milchas kohanim, those are the gemar avoda, as opposed to setting up the neiros. Well, then there's an avoda that follows, the lighting of the neiros, meaning all of these things, you masader the lechem on the shulchan, but then you take them off and you eat them. All of these things are not yet a gemar avoda, so mele, anything that's not a gemar avoda that you do b'chutz, you're going to be potter from. Fine. So then the Mishnah said, atchelo hukam ha-mishkan, prior to the erecting the Mishkan, the Avodas HaKarbanos was done by the Bechoros. And then when they put up the Mishkan, it transferred to the Kohanim. So Yosef Rafuna Bar Katina, Barav Katina Kamed Rav Chissa V'Kakari, Rav Chissa was reading the pasuk about the Karbanos that they were makriv prior to Matan Torah, Vayishlach es Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, that the pasuk in talking about Karbanos that they brought prior to Matan Torah says that they sent the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael and they brought Olos and Zvachim and Shlamim. So Rav Chissa says the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael that brought these Olos and the Shlamim were the Bechoros. So Amalei, Hachi Amravasi Upasku, that these Karbanos were the last ones that the Bechoros were makriv, and that day they stopped being makriv them, because that day they received the mitzvah of Matan Torah, they received the mitzvah of Kuhuna. So Nadav and Aviyu went and took their place. So Savrilo Suvim Masnisin, so they wanted to ask on him from our Mishnah, that in our Mishnah it doesn't say up until Matan Torah the Avodah was b'Bechoros and then it switched to the Kohanim. It says up until HaKomes HaMishkan. Those are different dates. So Shamei Duka'am, Rav Chista heard Rav Huna that was saying over Mishmed Rav Ad Barava that Olah Shekrivi Yisrael B'Midbar. He also heard him say that the carbon olah that he brought the day before Matan Torah in the Midbar Einu Tuna Hafshit V'Nituach did not require skinning and cutting up to pieces like we do with our carbon olah. They just burnt the whole thing. So Osvei Braisa D'Shavi B'Kulu. So he asked on Rav Huna from a Braisa that Soser both of the things that he said, both the Memra that he said that it was at Matan Torah that the Avodah transferred from the Bechoros to the Kohanim, and the other Memra that he said that they didn't do a Hefshet V'Nituach and a Karban Olah before Matan Torah. Where's the Braisa that contradicts both of those things? Titania, Achlo Hukam HaMishkan HaBamos Mutaros V'Avodah B'Bechoros. Prior to HaKamas HaMishkan, not prior to Matan Torah, prior to HaKamas HaMishkan, the Avodah was done by the Bechoros and Bamos. V'Akol Sherin L'Hakriv, and you could... Any you could bring any type of animal. We weren't picky about what types of animals could be brought as korbanos. And the only thing we were picky about is that it had to be a kosher animal. And all these korbanos were brought as olos. And these olos did require hefshet v'nituach. And goyim nowadays, after we have the Beis HaMikdash, Rasha and Lassos Kane are allowed to be makrivan bamos, even though once we have a Beis HaMikdash, Jews are not allowed to be makrivan bamos. So you see, in that brisa, both things that Rav Asi said are wrong, right? One is that Rav Asi said that the day of the transferring of responsibilities from the Bechor to the Kohanim was the day of Matan Torah. The brisa says no, it's the day of Hakamas Mishkan. And the second thing he said about Karbanos Ola prior to Matan Torah, not requiring Hefshet V'nituach. The brisa says absolutely did require Hefshet V'nituach. So says Gemara, let's deal with the first stira first, and then we'll deal with the second stira afterwards. So as far as the first stira is concerned, Tanaihi. It's in fact a Machlokas Tanaim, whether it was in Matan Torah or Hakamas Mishkan was the day of transfer of power. Titania V'gama Kohanim Anigashim El Hashem Yiskadoshu. The Kohanim are going to be Niskadish. As Machlokas Tanaim, who are these Kohanim? Rabbi Yishuv ben Karchomer, Zu Prishas Bechoros. The Pasuk is referring to the Bechoros that were Mamuna on Hakravas or Karbanos, that they should be Porish from going up on the Har. Rabbi Omer, Zu Prishas Nadav Aviyu. No, it's Nadav Aviyu who were already in charge of bringing the Karbanos, because it was ready after Hakamas Mishkan. So they were the ones that were already bringing the Karbanos. That didn't switch at Matan Torah. That switched already at Hakamas Mishkan. The Akronim ask, why only mention Nadav Aviyu? There were other Kohanim. There was Aaron, Elazar, Isamar. They weren't the only Kohanim. Okay, but Nadav Aviyu as an example. But according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, the Avodas HaKarbanos was done by the Bechoros until Hakamas HaMishkan, whereas Rebbe holds, no, until Matan Torah it was. So that's the Machlokas Tanaim. So says Gemara Bishlam, Madim Rezu Prishas Nadav Aviyu. I understand very well if this is about Nadav and Aviyu not being Ola Bahar, Hainu Dechsiv. So now I understand what the Pasuk says, that Moshe says after Nadav and Aviyu died by bringing an Esh Zara, Hu Asher Dibar Hashem Lemor Bikrovaya Kadesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Matan Torah that the Kohanim, Nadav and Aviyu, are not going to be Ola Bahar, and now that they weren't, because we're afraid that they're going to overstep, and now that they weren't careful about going into the Heichal with an Esh Zara, so they were impacted. But if there was never any warning about Nadav and Aviyu, there was never anything said prior about Nadav and Aviyu, Heicha Remiza. What's Moshe Rabbeinu referring to? He says, oh, this is what Hashem meant. Meant where? When? What? What did Hashem ever say about Nadav and Aviyu? So it says Mar Dichsiv, no, he did say about Nadav and Aviyu, because the Pasuk talks about the Melech Mishkan and the Akravas HaTamid in the Mishkan says, V'noadeti Shamal V'nei Yisrael V'niktash B'kvodi Al Tikri B'kvodi El B'mechubadai. That's a reference to Nadav and Aviyu. When it says B'kvodi, you read it as B'mechubadai, that I'm Koveya, the Shem Mishkan, to interact with B'nei Yisrael, and the Mishkan is going to be Niskadesh with the most honored people. That's Nadav and Aviyu. So Hashem said this to Moshe, V'lo yada'u, and Moshe didn't know what it was about. And then it clicked, right? Nafal ha'asimon, as they say in him. Right? Then he realized afterwards that must be Nadav and Aviyu that he was referring to. So when Bnei Aaron died, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Aaron and he said, you should know, your children died to be makdish shem shemayim, to be makadish the shem of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kivin shiyada Aaron shabanav yedue makom hein. Once Aaron realized that obviously Nadav and Aviyu were so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they were the v'niktash b'muchu badai, shasak v'kibal schar. He was shosek and he was mekabel schar for the shtika. Shenemra v'yidom Aaron, v'chein b'david u'omer. This idea of shtika being valuable comes up by David as well in Tehillim. Dom la'ashem v'ischololo. Afal pi shemapil chalolim chalolim. Even though many lives were lost. At shtok, you're mekabel the din. V'chein b'shlomo u'omer. And Shlomo says in Koheles, eislach shos v'eisle daber. Pam sheshosek mekabel sachar ala shtika. Sometimes a person is quiet and you get schar for being quiet. Sometimes you're supposed to speak. Well, like when God does good things for you and he's supposed to be lahodos ulahalel. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? No Torah Elokim mimikdashecha, al tikri mimikdashecha, ela mimikudashecha. B'sha'a she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu din b'kadosho, when Hashem does din to His holy ones, misyarei u'mesalei u'mesalel, the people should have yiras Hashem, and they therefore have an elevated sense of the covenant of Hashem, and they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says, what about the other stira? Elokasha ola. We also had a stira whether the carbon ola prior to Matan Torah required hefshet v'nituach. We never dealt with that one. Says Gemara, trei tanayihi. That's also machlokes tanayim. Titania, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, klolos namru b'sinai, upratos ba'al moed. That at Har Sinai, all we got were the klolos. We didn't get the details of the mitzvos. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Omer, klolos upratos namru b'sinai, v'nishnu ba'al moed, v'nishtaltshu barvos moed. Rabbi Kiva says, no, all the details of the mitzvos we also got at Har Sinai, and they were just repeated again later. So according to Rabbi Akiva, all the details were already given by Sinai, so the ola that they were makrav in the midbar required hefshet v'nituach, because we already learned at Har Sinai that you need hefshet v'nituach. So it's no longer a stira from the Braisa, because Rabbi Shmuel would say otherwise. He would say, no, they didn't do hefshet v'nituach yet. They didn't know about hefshet v'nituach yet. The big kash over here is that even according to Rabbi Akiva, that the pratos were nitnu b'Sinai, we were talking about a carbon kodem atan Torah. So how did they know about anything? Kodem atan Torah, how did they know about the details? Okay, that's a kash of the Achronim Mass they don't really have an answer for. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Mar. Everyone have a great day.